Sport only on DSTV and GoTV.
Today's hottest kids with power.
Over 1,900 matches brought us to the football finals month. But history doesn't care about the journey. It only remembers how it ends. The Premier League. This week,
Yellow vs Zambia. Becoming a Bwana doesn't have to be expensive. Get your Lola 4G smartphone for 695 kwacha or go bigger with your Lola Max smartphone for 795 kwacha and enjoy 4G speed, 32 GB storage, and all your everyday apps in one device. Be a Bwana with your Lola. Available at your nearest MTN service center today. MTN, everywhere you go.
For our customers can wait. Welcome to Fufu and Soup because a penalty is about to be taken. Bragging rights can wait. In Durban, Seals officially lost his title as Brian Maspa. The balls are burning because he's checking out who got a red card. Sleep can wait. In Praia, Jao Zalamas found him awake because the game went into extra time at 2 a.m. Basically, the world can wait. Why? Because with all 104 matches, 4 dedicated channels, 10 African teams, everything can wait. The FIFA World Cup 2026. From only 255 kwacha. From 11th June to 19th July, live on Supersport, only on DSTV and GoTV.
Bringing you out of the press room from Lusaka, Zimbabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Campaigns gain momentum in Maramba. Livingstone Central constituencies ahead of August 13 polls. The Business Future Foundation, PFS, celebrates Africa Freedom Day with a call for compassion, rehabilitation and support for pardoned inmates. In international news, Senegal Parliament Speaker resigns, paving way for Ousmane Sonko to replace him. In sports, Sundowns crowned Kings of Africa again after dynamic final in Rabat.
And FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Chassis. Elections campaign activities are intensifying in Maramba constituency as UPND parliamentary candidate Yvonne Kaba conducted a vibrant roadshow across several wards in Livingston. Large crowds welcomed Ms. Kaba with supporters singing, dancing and waving UPND party materials along the route. During the event, she engaged with community members and expressed gratitude for their backing ahead of the general elections. Residents praised Ms. Kaba as a dedicated community leader who understands local needs. They are hopeful that key issues such as road infrastructure, youth empowerment and enhanced service delivery will be prioritized if she wins the parliamentary seat. Meanwhile, in Livingstone Central constituency, parliamentary candidate Dylan Mayangwa and mayoral candidate Bright Hanakamba also held a roadshow drawing strong support from their followers. The campaigns across both constituencies signal rising enthusiasm as the August 13th general elections approach. Elsewhere in the news, the Prisoners Future Foundation, PFF, has joined the country in celebrating Africa Freedom Day by advocating for compassion, rehabilitation and support for inmates eligible for the presidential pardon. Foundation Acting Executive Director Mark Musiwa has emphasized that true freedom extends beyond political liberation to include justice, dignity and social reintegration opportunities. Mr. Musiwa says presidential pardon is a vital tool for mercy and restorative justice, offering incarcerated individuals a chance to rebuild their lives. However, it urged communities, employers, faith-based groups, civil society, and families to welcome and support released prisoners with understanding rather than stigma. The foundation has therefore stressed that successful reintegration requires collective efforts, including psychosocial support, livelihood opportunities, legal identity documentation, and access to social protection services to help former inmates reintegrate smoothly into society. And President Hakainde Hichilema has pardoned 1,505 inmates during this year's Africa Freedom Day celebrations. This is in accordance with Article 97 of the Constitution, which mandates the head of state to exercise his prerogative of mercy. Ministry of Home Affairs Permanent Secretary Dickson Matembo said 708 inmates have been released, while 797 others have had their sentences reduced to fixed terms under the presidential prerogative of mercy. The Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, has partnered with 10 companies to address the persistent dust pollution along Mulungushi Road in Kabwe. ZEMA Acting Director General Christopher Kanema has revealed that 4 water bowsers have been deployed as part of this dust suppression effort, describing the move as a temporary solution while awaiting more permanent measures. Mr. Kanema further revealed that plans are underway to upgrade Mulungushi Road to a bituminous surface, which will provide a long-term fix. Emphasizing the government's commitment to public health, Mr. Kanema assured residents that dust-related pollution along the road will soon be eliminated. In international news, the Speaker of the Senegal's Parliament, El Malik Ndiaye, said Sunday he was resigning 2 days after his close ally, Ousmane Sonko, was fired as Prime Minister, deepening a political crisis in the debt-laden West African country. In a Facebook post, Ndiaye described his decision to step down as a personal choice, guided above all by his understanding of institutions, public responsibility, and the best interest of the nation. Ndiaye clears the way for Sonko to run for the post of head of parliament, where his PASTEP party holds a strong majority in a challenge to President Bassirou Diomaye Faye. Deputies have been summoned to a full session of the Assembly on Tuesday morning to reinstate Sonko as a Member of Parliament and vote for a new Speaker, according to an official document published late Sunday. Still in international news, police in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo fired shots in the air after angry crowds attempted to reclaim the bodies of loved ones who had died at an Ebola treatment center in Mongwalu, 2 local journalists told the BBC. Sunday's unrest continued throughout the day, according to reporters. The treatment center in a hospital compound was the same place that was targeted overnight on Friday into Saturday, when an isolation tent was set ablaze. The body of a dead Ebola victim is highly infectious and can lead to the virus spreading further when prepared for burial. There have been more than 900 suspected Ebola cases in the current outbreak and 220 suspected deaths, officials say. According to Mongwalu General Hospital's medical director, Dr. Richard Lokudu, Sunday's attackers demanded the bodies of 2 people to be given to their families. We now take a break and we'll return shortly with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM. FM Saka is your number one hit station. We bring you the best quarters, Zambia and the Bosnians have to offer. We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486. Get your business power and one place we have to Saka. Number one hit station. From Lusaka, Otagwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
Mamelodi Sundowns won their second African Champions League title on Sunday, beating FAR FAR Rabat 2-1 on aggregate after a 1-1 draw in the second leg of the final on Sunday. The South African side, which is nicknamed the Brazilians because of the color of its kit, last won the trophy in 2016. It lost the final to an Egyptian side, Twin Pyramids FC last year. Sundowns came into Sunday's match at Moulay Abdellah Stadium with a 1-0 advantage from the first leg, but Hurst FAR leveled the tie shortly before halftime when Mohamed Hrimak converted a penalty after Reddit's name was brought down by Divine Lunga. Sundowns, we hit back on the skirt of halftime with Tebogo Mokoena's strike.